You are looking at Space Observer by artist Bjorn Schulke, supported by Microsoft. This glossy white 26-foot-tall sculpture is surrealistic in both form and function. It stands on three tripod legs supporting a propeller-powered rotating body that is equipped with embedded cameras. Space Observer explores its surroundings on the mezzanine level and welcomes both the arriving and departing travelers. Artist Bjorn Schulke describes the sculpture as a friendly alien that has arrived here from another place to check out the people in San Jose.
My name is Bjorn Schulke. I grew up in Cologne, Germany. Airports inspired me since I was a child. All these scanners, cameras, and detectors are making airports to very secure areas. But what happens with all the people? How far will this development go? The San Jose International Airport is a gateway to Silicon Valley. A lot of these technologies have been developed here.
When you engage with this elaborate yet delicate object, it will quietly rotate with the help of two propeller-tipped arms. How does one interact? Who is watching whom? Is this creature sentient or otherwise artificially intelligent?
In the design of Space Observer, you find references to aeronautics, scientific instruments, but also to organic forms. As an artist, I find it exciting to ask people, what is a space observer? A flying object? A huge surveillance machine? Or look at the organic forms? Is it a creature who protects us? Is it friendly or most caring to us?
Additional appreciation goes to Falk Witwer for 3D graphics and mechanical design, Karl-Heinz Kukuk for fabrication, 3K Composite for composite structures, Martin Nawrath for electronics and programming, F. Punkt for mechanical fabrication, Onyx, Germany, and Exponent, Failure Analysis Associates, U.S., for structural design, Salas O'Brien for electrical engineering, Barschen, Germany, for rigging, Lloyd W. Aubrey Company, Incorporated, San Jose, for installation. Bjorn Schulke is represented by Bitforms Gallery in New York.
Due to snow accumulation overnight, we're going to be proceeding to our de-icing center.